Hi there, everyone. It's Judy. I'm sorry I've been out of the loop a little bit this last week. I had to get all the business stuff ready for the taxes for Paul's business, and it was not an easy task for me, but I just want to thank God that he sent someone who knew just what to do, and he used her to bless me in a big way, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. You know, you are hurting right now, and it's very difficult to make it from one end of the day to the other. But you know, there are other people in the world that are hurting too, and that they have needs. And sometimes I've found, anyway, in some of my darkest times, the best way out of that dark place was to find someone else to love and to bless. And it's to me, much more of a pleasure to be on the blessing, and it's very difficult, as I'm learning now. I have to learn to receive also, to give others that benefit of being able to bless me. But in any case, look around, and I'm sure if you're hurting and your heart is broken, you can find someone else around you that just might need a smile or someone to talk to or someone to do something kind for them. You know, I think that when we just bloom where we're planted and we make the best, or say make lemonade out of the lemons that our life feels like it's full of, it can be a time of blessing. We take those dry places and make them into a well, like the Bible says. So I pray today that God will show you how to make some of your dry places into oasis. Or oases, however you say that, plural. But in any case, just know that you're loved and you are precious in God's sight, and God does see you. He knows right where you are and just what you need, and he is able to be trusted. He is trustworthy. He is faithful. You can depend on him, and his word is true, and there's no one that loves you as much as he does. So anyway, just take that as my daily encouragement, and I hope to get back to you guys real soon. Love you all. Bye-bye now.